God is love, and in Him is no darkness, and in Him is no fear. Ta-da. You don't have to be all that swift to figure that out. But that ought to tell you right quick, you don't have any business with fear on the inside of you, because the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
The blessing of Abraham is available to every person who'll receive. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland reveals how the Word of God and the blessing work hand in hand.
Write this down, because you want to remember this. You want to look at this. Put it somewhere where you can see it until it is so real in your thinking. Fear connects to the spirit of fear. Faith connects to the spirit of faith. You get that? You're not going to hook the spirit of fear up to the spirit of faith. They're opposites. They do not join up. They work in the same plane, but they are total opposites. And one will drive out the other. See, fear is obtrusive. Faith is gentle and kind. Faith is of God, and God is love. Faith is a love catalyst. Faith is the creative anointing that goes inside the laws of love and activates them and causes them to work and bring marvelous things out of the unseen realm of the spirit and manifest them here in the natural physical realm where they can be used and bless people. Don't ever use people to get things, use things to bless people. God is people. God is people person. He is people. He's not into cars and airplanes and houses and buses and stuff. He's into people. And it's when people need cars, and it's when people need somebody to fly an airplane and get there quick. It's when God is moving for people, that's when things get involved. If I'm in it, that's the reason the blessing will bring things. See, when God said, light be, He released the ultimate power, the ultimate substance of all material things. Light. The light of His glory. All material things are held together by light. Now, let's go to 1 John, where the instructions to this are. 1 John chapter 1, verse 2, for the life was manifested. We've seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship or equal partnership with us. And truly, our partnership is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus, the one He anointed. Equal partnership. See, he is dispelling the idea that He has some kind of special thing with the Father and with Jesus because He's an apostle. The apostle Peter did the same thing. He said, why do you people look on us as though by our holiness or our special calling this man was made strong? No, he said it was faith in the name of Jesus that made him strong. And then later on, Peter would write, to all of you who are of like faith with us. That word, he get his faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He got his faith same place you got yours. Right. Amen. The Apostle Paul didn't have one kind of faith and you got some other. He didn't get a great big dab, and you got a little bitty dab. We all got the same dab. And the Scripture said, the measure of faith that God worked when He raised Jesus from the dead is the measure of faith that you've got in you. Now, it's what you do with it to develop it that makes the difference in one person or another. Now, look here what else He said. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we heard. Are you seeing those words there? This then is the message. This then is the message which we heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Well, the word said, in love there is no fear. So fear must be darkness. God is love, and in him is no darkness, and in him is no fear. Ta-da! You don't have to be all that swift to figure that out. But that ought to tell you right quick, you don't have any business with fear on the inside of you, because the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, this is the message that we heard from him, that we declare to you. This is what will make your joy full. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have equal partnership with him and walk in darkness, you're lying and you're not doing the truth. Now, that's what God had to correct me so severely over. I was acting, I was releasing my faith, I had revelation of the fact that I was a joint heir with Christ Jesus, and I was out there preaching that, and my spirit's full of darkness. That ain't gonna work. And God brought it to a close that day. And I want you to know, it don't take this mama's boy very long to repent. When the Lord get up in your face like that, and I see that I got a dirty spirit. So now look. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have equal partnership with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his anointed son, the son of love, cleanses us from all sin. All of it. But now you have to learn how to repent. It's not just, oh God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so unworthy, I'm so no good, I'm just an old darkness thing. Shut that up. Don't ever say it again. Because repent instructions are in the first chapter of the book. That's the first message of the message that God is light and in him no darkness at all, is how to repent. That's good, isn't it? How to walk in the light as he is in the light and keep the sin away from you all the time. You remember, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new, and all things are of God, who is love and has shed abroad that love in your heart by the Holy Ghost, and you can walk in that love. You can walk in that love. I'm not talking about just being nice when somebody talks ugly to you. I'm talking about walking in that love. In it. Staying in it. And keeping it alive in you. And you're walking in the light as he is in the light. And you keep the light shining all the time. And even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the light is on. There's not any shadow of death. The light dispels it. So you have no fear. I had the Lord ask me, he said, Kenneth, what kind of a fool does it take to walk into a room, turn the light out, and then stumble over everything in there? I said, one like me, maybe. He said, yeah, you're the one I'm talking to. Amen. You got the light of God on the inside of you, but you keep turning it off and then stumbling around all the time. But you can walk in the light. He is in the light, and his blood cleanses you from all sin. Well, what does that do? That keeps you aware. It keeps you awake and aware. The light is on, and Satan has a hard time in the light. Why? Because he's the spirit of fear, and fear is dark dependent. See, in him is no darkness, and in him is no fear, and fear has torment, and God wants it out of there. Have you ever been studying on up into the wee hours of the morning, and you're reading, and it's quiet around, everybody else asleep, you know, and it gets quiet? I mean, it's a quiet, you can hear it a quiet, you know. And you hear something, boom, boom, boom. You know what Jesse would say? What that was. And like Creflo said, you know, ain't no black man going to go out there and see what. He said, that dumb white man will say, I don't know, let's go look. No, the white guy ain't all that quick jump up and see either. I mean, you know, he's sitting out there, I don't know what that was. I ain't going out there. You going out there? No, man. What that was, Jesse? What that is. I don't know what that was. I don't know. Don't care. You got your pistol? We'll go see.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, what if you study in 3 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight, and you hear the same noise? You ain't paying attention. You might look out there and see it. Was that the dog, the cat, or what? I who cares? Go on back what you're doing. But let it be 3 o'clock in the morning. Why? Dark out there. That's the difference. Darkness. Fear abides in darkness. You see in the book of Revelation, the horseman and his bow. Only thing of it is he doesn't have an arrow. You just assume that big bad dude got an arrow. He didn't have an arrow. He just got a bow. What's he going to do? Whip you over the head with it? But now in the dark, where you can't quite see, and you're looking through a glass darkly, because you haven't allowed love to be perfected in your life and cast out the fear and shine the light on this thing, and you see this huge shadow of this great stallion-looking thing with this most bad dude riding through the shadows with his bow drawn. Well, you don't think about anything. I mean, the dude's got to have an arrow, right? But somebody turns the light on, and it's some 9-year-old boy on a Shetland pony. You know, and you think, oh, man, I hope nobody saw that. Amen. What would you think? I mean, you know, it's spook night, Halloween night, the devil's eve, and somebody knocks on the door, and you go open the door. And there stands an 8-year-old boy in a spook suit. Mm-hmm. Does that make you just shaking your boots? Well, of course not. Why? Well, you're 5 times bigger than he is. Don't mean a thing, does it? The light's on. Now, if it's dark and he's backlit and he looks like he's not 8 years old but 8 feet tall. Amen. I think I'm going to turn the porch light off now. I ain't open this door no more. Like that thing. You remember that? You remember that deal back there years and years ago when Dave Gardner had that comedy record? And this great big thing, shoom, shoom, shoom. And he said, I opened up the door. And he said, you going to be here when John gets here? He said, I slammed the door. If you ain't John, I'm gone. This huge monster, and he had something other like eyeballs made out of ball bearings, man, and they're on fire, and he's got chains and moss hanging down all over him. Ka-choom, ka-choom. That's the way people see the devil. And the scripture called him a worm. He's wormy. He's got worms. He hangs around graveyards, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Sucker's a dead spirit. He ain't got no love in him. He's darkness. And when the light comes walking on the scene and shines on that sin, and you begin to think, I am not sacrificing my blessing. I'm not sacrificing my anointing. I'm not sacrificing my light. I am not sacrificing my life over her. It ain't going to happen. And you have to learn to do what Kathy taught Jesse to do. Same thing Joseph did. Run! Jesse holler, Jezebel! 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 And it takes off. They don't know what to do. She's standing there going, hum, 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 hum. What? Jezza who? Amen. Walking in the light. Now, I said I was closing. Just stay with me here a minute. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and He is righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word isn't in us. Amen. So deal with it. Deal with it right now. Don't give it another second in your life. Don't deal with it on the basis of guilt feelings. As long as there's guilt there, fear is active. Get rid of it. Deal with it. Perfected love casteth out fear, and you just keep working and you just keep believing and you just keep pressing it until it gets up and gets out of your life. I was preaching a tent meeting one time, and I won't tell you what I did. But I didn't like it. And I felt like a dog. And I went before the Lord and I repented over it. And, it was just really bothering me. And the afternoon was getting away. And I'm walking the floor. And I finally said, Lord, I ain't going over there now. I didn't hear anything. I said, I'm not going over there and preach tonight. I'm talking about loud as I am now in this little tiny room I was in. I said, I'm not going over and preach tonight. You just have to get you another boy. I'm not going over there and stick up my big bony finger and say, thus saith the Lord. I am not going to stand behind that holy desk over there tonight. Now, I'm not going to do it. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, why not? I said, what you mean asking me why not? You know why not? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I confessed that sin again. He said, Kenneth, when you committed that sin, or when you confessed it, is not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. And he said, it is in bad taste for you to be walking around that room in guilty feelings and accusing me of not being righteous and not being just. I said, Lord, I do. Yeah, he said, you go back and read that. I said I was just and righteous and faithful to not only forgive you, but cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And you walking around with guilt all over you like an old egg-sucking dog. Well, I repented again. I said, well, I repent for that in the name of Jesus. And boy, the guilt was heavier on me now than it had been before. But I said, and I'll tell you right now, I'm rolling all the care of this over on you. Amen. I'm not going to carry the care. I'm not going to have that thought anymore. It's not my thought. I cast it down. Amen. I'm going over there and preach. And you can do with it whatever you want to do with it. He said, with what? I said, what do you mean with what? Now, he said, I have forgotten that twice now. And I caught on. He said, the very moment that you will exercise your faith that I have forgiven you, and you begin to confess it out your mouth because I said it in my word, and that very moment you say you believe you receive the cleansing of my blood, he said, my light will come on, praise God. Now, he said, you're going to have to guard your flesh and renew your mind, but he said, is the love of God not in you? I said, yes, sir. He said, am I love? I said, yes. He said, am I God? I said, yes, sir. He said, do I dwell on the inside of you? I said, yes, sir. He said, I can clean your memory just the same as I clean mine. But he said, you'll have to receive it by faith and begin to confess. I don't have that in my memory anymore. I am actively wiping that out of my consciousness. I refuse to remember. Somebody said, oh, Copernicus, I never heard of that. Well, then you need to read the book of Hebrews, particularly the 10th chapter. It said the worshipers that come to this blood should have no more sin consciousness. Oh, isn't that good? No more sin consciousness. Hallelujah.
Blessed Beyond Measure is a book that tells the truth about God, about how good He is, about the goodness of God. And the Scripture's full of Scriptures about how good God is. And so when you find out that He's good, it opens the door for you to be blessed beyond measure. It's a very simple, easy to understand plan that God has for us. He is good. He created everything good. And He wants us to enjoy good. The Lord wanted me to write this book and put it out everywhere. So I took it to be just an assignment, really. To me, it was one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. The more you open up to the Lord and the more you believe Him and trust His Word, the more He can move in there. He wants to move in because He's good. The more we enjoy of His goodness, the easier it is to trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more we enjoy. And it just continues on and on and on.
Order your copy of Gloria Copeland's hardcover book, Blessed Beyond Measure, for only $11. Visit our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copy for family and friends. Order Blessed Beyond Measure, the hardcover book by Gloria Copeland, today.
You know, we're approaching what the world celebrates as Halloween. We don't celebrate Halloween. We don't celebrate the enemy and demons and witches and fear. Halloween is all about fear. You know, pray about that with your family. Choose another way, because fear will connect you and your children to the plan of Satan for you, just the way faith connects you and your children to the plan of God for your life. And that's what we want. So in this is a good graphic way to teach your children. Say, kids, we're choosing life today. We're not going to choose to go walk in fear. We're going to choose faith. Go to church. There are churches everywhere celebrating the Lord and celebrating the life that we have in Him and providing for you a place for your kids. So if you don't have a church, then get in the phone book and call around. Get on the internet. You'll find a place where life is being celebrated and not death. Choose life today. We have choices all the time. We choose to walk in faith. We choose to not walk in fear. We choose to receive the forgiveness that God has given us. That's our part of it. He did the work, but we have to choose and walk in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we choose your plan. We choose your way. We choose to walk in faith today, Lord. We choose life, life everlasting. Father, I thank you today. We're going to affect someone's life. Where the world is out to celebrate a holiday surrounded by fear, we celebrate you. Lord, lead us to that person that we can minister to today. Lead us to that person, Lord, that we can connect to your plan for their life instead of them connecting with Satan's plan and living for him. We give our lives to you today, Lord. We use our mouths, our bodies, and everything that we have to celebrate you today. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. We live a different life. Amen. And we're blessed. We're blessed because we choose to live in God's plan. My mom has a book that's going to help you with that called Blessed Beyond Measure. This is our product offer this week. God is able to do more than you can think or ask, His Word says, but it's according to the power that works inside of you. You know, my mom, as a 19-year-old girl, she didn't have the slightest clue about what God wanted to do in her life. She didn't even know He had a plan for her, but He did. He had a great plan, and when she met Him, He began to open that up to her. Well, God has a plan for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. So order this and you're going to find out about that plan. Join us again tomorrow. It's going to be good. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. For years, Kenneth Copeland has reached out to prisoners in real ways, showing them that they are loved and teaching them to walk in faith in every area of their lives. KCM receives almost 20,000 letters each month from prisoners around the world. Last year, KCM invested over 500,000 different products, books, and Bibles into the lives of inmates.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and to let you know that you are a part of this unit every time we worship. And I see your Bibles out there in the auditorium, and I have the men asking me for more and more Faith to Faiths. The materials are never ending. They keep coming in, and they keep coming in, and they are a source of spiritual life on this farm. The partners make that happen. Without the partners, I couldn't be telling Kenneth and Gloria thank you for what you do for us.
Making a difference in the lives of prisoners around the world.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord, for your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.